Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monk Dubiel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Monk Dubiel. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. And now, play ball. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dubiel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pafko scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Rickard reaches second base with a double. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Don Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheffing bunts towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. Gustin moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verbin is walked intentionally. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 0-for-1 in the game. Dubiel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry bunts towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rickard hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sockold hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gustine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson. Gustine reaches second base with a double. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Gustine trying to get to home. Rickard throws the ball into Sockold who tags Gustine, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Scheffing moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bickford strikes out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanky hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 0 for 2 in the game. Dubiel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dubiel juggles the ball. That's an error on Dubiel. Torgerson moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Torgerson moves to third. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Dubiel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-2 in the game. Sokold strikes out. One out. Don Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath pinch hits for Vern Bickford. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Dubiel covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Barrett now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rickard who is chasing the ball. Smalley reaches third base with a triple. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verben hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley scores. One out. It's 4-0, Cubs. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 0-for-3 in the game. Dubiel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Boston Braves, 0. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.